Recording artists and record company executives have gathered at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Tonight is the 44th annual Grammy Awards ceremony. By most accounts, it's a dismal time for the music business. Sales are down, and recording artists are turning up the volume on complaints that the industry treats them unfairly. Last night, they held a series of concerts around LA to raise money and awareness for an organization they hope will give them more say in how the industry works. From Los Angeles, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The Recording Artists Coalition staged four shows last night. Performers included Grammy winners The Dixie Chicks, Emmylou Harris, Beck, Billy Joel, and The Eagles, whose drummer and vocalist Don Henley co-founded the Artists' Rights Group. Henley welcomed fans to the show at the Great Western Forum.
Your presence here means a lot to us because this concert, the proceeds from this concert, go to a nonprofit organization to support artists' rights. And is that okay with you?
A few minutes later, another of the coalition's co-founders, Sheryl Crow, kicked off the concert.
This ain't no country club. It ain't no disco. This is LA.
Industry executives have been critical of Crow and Henley for choosing what they call an inconvenient time for the protest concerts. In an interview prior to the show, Henley said that's nonsense.
I don't think any time is a good time to challenge the record industry. But I will say this, they certainly won't listen to us when times are good. You know.
Henley says the coalition, which now counts more than 150 artists as members, started 2 years ago to fight a change to federal copyright law that had been sought by the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA, the major labels trade group. The change would have allowed record labels, rather than artists, to own the copyrights on recordings. The artists won the fight, but Henley says in the process they learned they were up against a big lobby.
It's a sad thing, but democracy and justice are very expensive. So we have bills to pay, and we do have to set up an office in Washington, D.C. We have to hire an executive director. We have to pay lobbyists.
The coalition's attention is currently focused on California, specifically a provision of state labor law that limits the length of personal services contracts to 7 years. The recording industry is the only business in the state that's exempt from the law. The RIAA sought and won the exemption in 1987. Democratic State Senator Kevin Murray, who's a former talent agent with William Morris, introduced a bill that would repeal the exemption. Murray says under current law, labels can keep artists under contract nearly indefinitely. He calls that a textbook definition of indentured servitude.
If you're still tied under contract and they don't have to renegotiate at all, then you don't really get to test your fair value in the marketplace during the term of a contract.
Record company executives say any change to the law would badly damage the industry. Miles Copeland is a label owner and artist manager. He says changing the law will hurt artists too. He points to Hollywood, where the 7-year contract limit is in effect.
The film industry no longer takes an unknown actor and builds them and builds them and builds them and builds them into superstars. They just buy them at whatever level they happen to be. You hire Schwarzenegger, you pay him his fee, you do the movie. He happens to be big at that time, and you have to evaluate whether he's worth that money or not at any given time. If he's not so big 2 years later, you don't pay him so much money, or he's out of a job.
Supporters of the Murray bill say the 7-year limit has not hurt the film and TV industries. Jay Cooper is head of the West Coast Entertainment Law Practice at the firm Greenberg Traurig and an advisor to the Recording Artists Coalition.
You've had Friends on beyond 7 years, and Seinfeld was beyond 7 years, and Cheers was beyond 7 years. They knew that the contract was up at 7 years, and the artists could walk at 7 years, and yet they renegotiated with all those artists, and those networks are thriving.
People on both sides of the debate agree that it's increasingly expensive to make new artists into stars, in large part because of the wave of consolidation that swept broadcasting. In many U.S. radio markets, for instance, just one company owns most or all of the pop music radio stations. Record company executives say that's led to a system of what amounts to payola. Labels pay tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to so-called independent consultants who see to it that certain songs get airplay. Hillary Rosen, head of the labels trade group the RIAA, says she hopes both sides can get beyond the dispute over California's 7-year law and jointly tackle that issue and others.
It's certainly my intention to make sure that that we're working productively together on issues like radio consolidation and independent promotion, on piracy. There are so many things that are systemic problems in the business where our interests are exactly alike that we need to move beyond this issue in the legislature and start working more productively together.
Don Henley and other members of the Recording Artists Coalition say while they share some concerns with the RIAA, they're not about to ease up on the labels. Henley says the coalition's concerned about the major labels' internet music services, which may not be treating artists any better than the free music services have. And he says the group hopes to look into general accounting practices in the industry.
That's a very dark corner that needs to have the light shone into it. And with the Enron scandal, there are a lot of government officials who are ready, willing, and able to scrutinize accounting practices in the industry, both in Washington and in Sacramento.
Henley says California State Senator Kevin Murray will hold hearings on recording industry accounting later this year. Meanwhile, Murray's bill on the 7-year contract limit will come up for a vote in the spring. Rick Carr, NPR News, Los Angeles.